100.7 WHUD, Harry Styles there with Mike and Casey. The time is 8:47.
Rockland County Executive Ed Day joins us live, and he's got an update on what's going on. We talked to you, I don't know, was it less than 2 weeks ago, Ed, for the first time after this coronavirus outbreak. What can you tell us now in terms of the situation in your county?
Well, good morning, both of you again. And it seems like 2 years right now. It's just the way this has been going. But we've had a significant uptick here in Rockland County. And again, just so people do know, your local leader, George Ladner, and I do talk regularly. George is going through what we went through with the numbers last time with the measles, and now it's been reversed. But we're both facing related challenges here. One thing we are facing is the reporting figures from New York State has been extremely, extremely erratic, and it makes things very, very difficult. But we're making the best of it. Here in Rockland, we have 42 confirmed who have passed away from COVID-19 infection. We have over 3,300 cases reported by the state. We've able to map a lot of the infections through the excellent work of our planning department, and also our investigators who are tracking down the reported cases from the state and confirm that they are in Rockland where they live. And we found that we are asking for a containment zone here from the governor, similar to what they did in New Rochelle. New Rochelle has just under 400 cases as they stand now. We have over 860 cases in the containment zone we're looking at, and in some areas at a containment zone, it's at about a 1.73 infection rate, and 1% is the number when the federal government has said that when you reach 1% of the population, you're starting to get to the point of no return. We don't want to see that happen. We're starting to see a spread to adjacent areas in Rockland off the containment zone that we're proposing, where it's now getting close to 1% in other areas. So, you know, I'm not one to overreact. I mean, both of you do know my background in law enforcement. I've had command. This action is driven by numbers. These are numbers that we see here locally. This is why local governments are so important, and you can't manage these things from the state level of government, from the Albany. You have to have people involved locally to identify and make recommendations. So we have a defined area, which I, for our Rockland listeners who would probably know this, Route 45 to the east, Grandview Avenue / New Hempstead Road to the north, Forche and College Road, County Road 81 to the west, and the New York State Thruway to the south. That is the area we have defined, and we've also asked with a sense of urgency for the state to move forward plans to have an alternate hospital setting here in Rockland County. We're seeing people from the city who are being shipped out of the city to go to hospitals. Our situation here could become very challenging very shortly. Our hospitals now, Good Samaritan and Nyack Montefiore, are managing. It's challenging, though. I pretty much speak to the CEOs there every day. We are in constant contact with them through our Emergency Operations Center. And we want to be prepared. You know, the governor has used a phrase, which I will repeat and give him credit for. We need to fight this battle from the top of the mountain, and in that I wholeheartedly concur. But right now, we are starting to slip down the slope, not staying on top of the mountain, and we need to reset that and do something about it. So we have one location that the Army Corps of Engineers did come in to see with the state officials, and that was Rockland Community College Fieldhouse. We are open to that. We're open to any other options they may deem appropriate, but we need a selection and we need action. Those two things have to happen sooner rather than later, so we are prepared for this disease getting worse.
All right. We're talking to Rockland County Executive Ed Day. How is your county doing with people staying home and not gathering in crowds?
Well, you know, the numbers tell us a lot. And frankly, we see areas in the county where the instances of infection are lower. We know one thing. We know that social distancing, and we know that, you know, practicing proper hygiene, doing common sense things that, you know, frankly, many times people should do anyway, does help. It's a virus. The virus is spread in a very, very clear, simple way. As a virus, it's not unusual, but as a specific virus, that is highly unusual, and it can be deadly. For example, complaints. We track complaints to our health department, and our complaints are Town of Stony Point 1, Town of Havistraw 12, Town of Orangetown 14, Town of Clarkstown 25, Town of Ramapo 108. So clearly, even though some complaints are not founded, the significant percentage of complaints coming from one town. So this is what we need to focus. We need to focus on the town to ensure that they are unified and getting the word out. We have a specific zone within the town of Ramapo that I just described that is at critical mass. And that we believe, needs an approach similar to what they did in New Rochelle. If it was good enough in New Rochelle, and we have twice the number of cases here in this particular zone only, just the zone, has double the cases that New Rochelle has right now. Why not? Why can we not do something similar there? And that's what we're asking for right now. It's asking with almost a sense of demand at this point. And, you know, honestly, people have asked me, what happens if the governor of the state doesn't do it? Well, then I will go to the White House. I'm not going to sit idly by and watch this occur to the people of Rockland County that I am responsible for ultimately.
We're talking with Rockland County Executive Ed Day. So far the governor has resisted setting up that containment zone or the quarantine zone anywhere in Rockland?
No, well, right now what I will say is that his staff has told us, has rejected that idea out of hand. I broached this a few days ago with his staff, and they said that's not going to happen. This time I'm appealing directly to the governor. So in fairness to the governor, this may not have been conveyed to him until yesterday. But time is of an essence at this point. So I can't say, and I will not say, that he's resisting it, because I have not had a direct conversation with him on this matter. So this may be the first time he's hearing if it was yesterday. So if that's the case, then we've made our case. We are certainly open to making our case even more strong if necessary. But doing nothing is not an option. So the governor is decisive. I would expect him to do something on this, and I think the numbers are compelling. And the need to take action here has been laid out. And the other issue, obviously, is the hospital, alternate hospital for this county.
Yes. You mentioned that people from other areas are coming to Rockland to go to the hospital?
No, that I can't say, but I'm saying people, there have been reports that people in New York City who cannot get into a hospital there are coming north to other hospitals. I'm not saying specifically Rockland, mm-hmm. but to go into other areas to find hospital beds. It would not be an unusual thing if there's a strain in any one particular area, which is exactly the reason why we need to be prepared here, because we're seeing an increase. And again, having a hospital here in Rockland County, obviously, at least we have not just Rockland, but we have a sister county, Westchester or Orange, as necessary, would have a place to go also.
We're talking with Rockland County Executive Ed Day. So you said the Army Corps has looked at the Rockland Community College Fieldhouse. What are the chances that there will be a temporary setup there, or similar to what's going on at the Javits Center?
I that's exactly the reason why I'm bringing it up. I brought it to the governor yesterday as part of his press conference and in writing. We need just like they took the Javits Center, they took affirmative action to prepare, and they're doing something to have that. That's great. What the chances are, I don't know. I mean, the decision is not mine to make. This is the state officials with the Corps of Engineers were there. They looked at it. They looked at a number of locations. So we're just saying, we need a decision. We need a decision for a simple reason. We're going to come to a situation where we're not going to have hospital beds. So the problem is identified. I don't think anybody is of a mind right now to say this virus is going to stop over the next couple of weeks. It has been increasing. This is why I believe that a couple of strategies now could level off the spread of the infection. And what we're seeing on the ground here is we see one area that is clearly we're starting to lose the battle. And we're seeing adjacent areas, infection rates go up too. That just tells us one obvious thing, that the virus is spreading. We're not in a position now where we can, you know, even forget to declare victory. We can't even declare truce.
Absolutely. Rockland County Executive Ed Day, will you come back next week and give us another report?
How could I say no to you, Casey? Mike, I could, but you, I don't think so.
Right, I say no to her all the time, so...
She'll kick into the table, Mike. You know.
Well, we have to have a little bit of levity, because what you have just outlined is much more dire than we had known to this point, at least most of us. So we hope that you get action. And if you don't get action that you're seeking in Albany, you say you're going to go directly to the White House.
Exactly. And again, it's a look. I took an oath to be executive of this county. I have a responsibility to 325,000 people. I cannot. It's not that I don't want to. I cannot watch this happen to the people I'm responsible for in this county. I cannot. So whatever I need to do to try to get this to happen, I will do it.